London Bridge Station, Leeds Tangier connection for the Jubilee Line and the National Rail Service. Can you make welcome inside carriages, please?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, for Euston Square and Warren Street, please go to the right. King's Cross from Pangbourne International is to the left.
Now, I know that sounds like somebody speaking into a megaphone, but you'll never believe it. There's a megaphone which has kind of just been put on some barriers with a pre-recorded message. It's a bit eerie, actually. Just this bodiless voice speaking into a megaphone. But I didn't realise that you could actually record sounds on megaphones. Yeah, slightly creepy, but everyone's kind of looking past and going, that looks a bit strange. Just about to board the 8:23 to Birmingham. I always find it really weird how you have to walk past so many first class carriages to get to the sort of standard class. Also, who orders, who books themselves onto a first class to get onto a train? Goodness. Interestingly, on the left, we have a Caledonian sleeper train. I might try one of those one day and do a special. See how that goes down. Pretty sure they're like hours and hours and hours on the train. I cannot imagine sort of sleeping in a cabin on a train. But some people do. And I'll try and give it a go at some point. We're at gosh, got something stuck in my throat. Let's do that again. We're at Birmingham New Street train station. Such a big station. Honestly, I can't tell whether I'm in an airport, feels like I'm in duty-free, or in a shopping centre, or in a train station. It seems to be a hybrid of the three. But you can get everything you want here, all the restaurants, all the shops. I mean, I've never ever been in a train station where there's a John Lewis. But yeah, it underwent some quite major works over the last couple of years and looks pretty good. Across the road from Birmingham New Street is a very different station, Birmingham Moore Street, and at some point a decision was made to preserve the station in what could only be assumed is a sort of 1950s, 1940s form. And what you end up with is an interesting mix of the old and the new. A W.H. Smith, an espresso, a coffee restaurant, a centenary lounge on the other side. The trappings of modernity, but contained in a style that is reminiscent of a previous century. And it gives it its own sort of unique feel. I really like the station. You can get to all sorts of places from here. You can actually even get back down to London, although it takes a lot longer. It gets you into Marylebone. But yeah, much smaller station and a huge contrast from its cosmopolitan, modern, sprawling neighbour that is Birmingham New Street. Birmingham New Street, just about to get on the train to Leeds. Train going to Nottingham. However, it is on platform 9A. And one of the things I slightly struggle with at train stations is when they've got an A and a B. So Birmingham New Street has very, very long platforms. It's like, at what point does it stop being A and what point does it stop being B? If you accidentally arrive on the B section and you're trained to A, you've got to run the whole length of the platform. How long is the train going to be? Is it going to be? There we go. At what point? You know, sometimes it spans the entire tube, A and B. I suppose quite a helpful sign is actually the signs on the platform that show you whether you're on A or B. But I think, regardless, my point still stands. It's just an unhelpful, but probably perfectly necessary measure that they have to take with limited space and very long platforms.
If you see something that doesn't look right, speak to staff or text the British Transport Police on 61016. We've sorted. See it, say it, sorted.
Check the line and check the post. No, off the line.
That's somebody else's ticket.
No apologies for the delay. It cost us approximately 10 minutes, but we'll do our best to try and make up the time.
Not doing
as we progress on the journey. For delaying in here and Wardrobe due to the goats on the line. Apologies for this delay and any inconveniences we've caused.
Thank you for travelling with Cross Country tonight. We'll be back to you all again very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leeds. If you are leaving the train in Leeds, please retain your tickets. You will need them for the automatic barriers.
So just arrived at Leeds, which was actually quite an eventful journey. Two things. One, as you may have heard about two links ago, we had to slow down for quite a large part of that journey because there were goats on the track. So that delayed us for a bit. But the other thing that happened was there was this huge, and when I say huge, massive dog. Just, well, when I first got in, chilling in the aisle, so all these people were sort of having to step over this thing. And then it just started wandering around the carriage, trying to climb onto people's laps and all sorts of some, and you could see who was a dog person and who wasn't. Some people were absolutely loving it, other people were terrified, basically. But this, I mean, it might as well have been a wolf. The thing was just massive. And also for quite a substantial part of the journey, it wasn't entirely clear whose dog it actually was, which was slightly concerning. I think some people might have thought it was a member of the train crew or something, just kind of with a mind of its own. But it became clear quite quickly that its owner wasn't too pleased
with
some of the manoeuvres it was making on the carriage. But there you go, a much more eventful journey than I was expecting. I was going to do something about it sounding like I was presenting one of those audiobooks that you get at stately homes, but the surroundings, despite the piano playing, the surroundings don't quite match that aesthetic. Interestingly, the only other train stations that I've seen a piano, or where, that have pianos where you can actually play, are King's Cross and St Pancras. But I'm going to add Leeds to that list. This man, I've been waiting for my train for about 45 minutes. This man has been playing throughout, all from memory. Very impressive.
When leaving the train, please ensure you take all luggage and personal belongings with you, and please mind the gap between the train and the platform edge. Thank you for travelling with LNER today, and on behalf of LNER, we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey and a very good evening. London King's Cross, your next and final calling point in a few moments' time.
Just arrived at King's Cross, it's 11 p.m, so quite late. Two quick observations. One, it's deserted, as you would expect at this time. And two, it's only when it gets to this time that you really see people running for trains. And when I say running for trains, I mean really running for trains. People run for trains all the time, but you know, normally during the day, normal hours. If you miss the train, maybe it's about half an hour to the next one. This could be the last train. And it's when you see that, you see it in their eyes. they just know they've only got one chance left, and they absolutely leg it. Anyway, I need to go and run and catch my train. So, just arrived at my Premier Inn hotel room. I am currently in Sheffield. That's right. Pretty standard room. I mean, Premier Inn rooms, Travelodge rooms, all are the same in their respective ways. Some very silver curtains, actually. Some very, very silver curtains. This is me clutching at straws to find things to describe. So you've got two double beds and a sofa bed style thing, which I've never seen whether these things actually come out, but and turn into sofa bed. I'm talking about the sofa bed here. But that's that. Some interesting artwork on the wall, which I'll also fail to describe. We've got our kettle, standard kettle, no coffee machine this time. We've got a dryer, got a bathroom. Yeah, pretty standard. One chair. I mean, what more can you want? Honestly, what more can you want? Interesting, though. This is one of the few hotels... Well, this is the only hotel I've ever stayed in where they've asked me not just to sort of sign my name, but also what my nationality was. I'm not entirely sure what relevance that had to the hotel, but also strange. So I found a piece of literature called Hello, Here's Your Guide To, and it has a list of things that it's your guide to. So, here's your guide to great days, great nights, great business, great ways to book, great world around us, and room essentials. I feel like it was doing quite well up until great ways to book, and then said great world around us, which doesn't quite make sense, and then they just gave up at the end and said room essentials. Let's pick one, though. Let's go to Great Nights. What have we got here? Ooh. 40 winks, hitting the sack, counting sheep. Whatever you like to call it, how well you sleep can affect your overall health and well-being. Here are some of the few ways we can help you enjoy a good night's sleep with us. I just made that up. Here are just some of the ways we can help you enjoy a good night's sleep with us. Also, it says 40 winks, hitting the sack, counting sheep, whatever you like to call it, how well you sleep, could affect your overall... Who... I understand the concept of counting sheep in order to get you to sleep, but no one says, oh, how was your counting sheep last night when they're referring to you being in... you sleeping. That doesn't quite make sense. Meet our most comfortable bed. With over 1,000 individual pocket springs, With over 1,000 individual pocket springs, our super supportive Hypnos mattresses are designed to cushion you throughout the night. If you want to enjoy the same experience when you're back home, you can buy your very own Premier Inn bed from Bespoke Bedmakers Hypnos. What? To find out more, visit premierinn.com/ourbed. Who came up with that? Who sat down in a board meeting and said, do you know what? You know, we're doing okay on the hotel front. We've opened lots of ones. But I think the thing that people really want to do is buy the bed. That is that level of confidence that you need. People need that level. The level of confidence that makes people, that leads people to believe that the beds in the hotel are so comfortable that people will want to buy it for themselves. Who comes home from a hotel and says, you know what? That bed was so good.
Where am I ever going to get that bed? Ever again. I wish they would sell it to me. Forget our bed. It's rubbish. Check it out. Let's buy the bed we had at the hotel. Also, surely that would discourage people from staying in your hotels if you could just recreate the entire experience in your own house. How bizarre. But clearly there's a demand for it, and somebody somehow got that to get signed through. So, well done to them. Well done. Get the temperature just right. Everyone is different, but it's a good idea to keep your room fairly cool for a good night's sleep. Adjust the heating or air conditioning to whatever feels comfortable for you. Have a look at the instructions in the back of this guide. We also have plenty of extra sheets and duvets to help you keep warm, and most hotels have fans available too. Just come and ask us at reception if you need anything. Get the temperature just right. Everyone is different, but it's a good idea to keep your room fairly cool. Is that the everyone is different? It's just a generic. Everyone is different. As a statement that is indisputable. I can't disagree with that. Cleverly, somebody got their way. Little thermometer on the page, and someone saying keep it cool. Kudos to them. Power down and switch off. Even a little bit of light can disrupt sleep. Our blackout curtains help to block out street lights, traffic lights, and any other external light that could stop you from dropping off. It's also a good idea to put away any electronics that give off a glow right before bedtime. Try relaxing with a book instead. Arrived at Surbiton in the southwest of London. Took southwestern trains, don't normally take southwestern trains. Relatively comfortable journey. Looks like an old market town. Haven't seen very much of it, but that's all to report. That and the station is really weirdly designed. It's got like a watchtower on one side of it. Let's go exploring. I'm at Waterloo. It is very, very, very busy. I mean, Waterloo has a huge concourse area. It's rush hour, so it's towards the tail end of rush hour, so I'd imagine the tubes are clearing up, but people are getting to Waterloo, where you can get through to the southwest. Certainly to the southwest of London, and it is packed with everybody looking up in anticipation at the screens. But the one thing that did strike me, I was walking to try and find something to eat, and it just smelled really good. I mean, I couldn't tell what it was. I thought someone sprayed something, and then I looked at one corner, and there was a Lush, very small, but pungent. Since its creation in 1962, After Eight has been the favourite dinner mint. Since its creation in 1962, After Eight has been the favourite dinner mint for sharing with friends. The carefully crafted recipe of smooth mint fondant, enrobed in rich dark chocolate and individually enclosed in little black envelopes, is the perfect finishing touch to any meal. They don't pay me for this stuff, you know.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Arrived At, presented by me. Don't forget to see the photos that accompany the podcast, go onto Instagram and visit the page VP Travel or travel_VP. See you again next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.